thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for the movie review with blind movie critic Jay Forney from blindsidereviews.com, all the way over there in Florida. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. All the better for talking to you.
Yeah, you know, hey, Simon, you sound nice today.
What are you trying to say?
Okay, well, way over here, you sound nice.
No, I do have some new aftershave. You're very perceptive, I tell you.
It must be pretty strong that I can smell it way over here.
You must be.
I hope people around you aren't. If they're staying away from you, you put it on too strong, Simon.
If you can smell it, I think you're right. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. We've got two movies to review today, and the first one actually I think is in view of the events of this week with the tragic plane crash, it's quite a poignant movie, I think, on the timing that it's coming out. But we will have a look at Sully, Certificate 12A, opens today, December the 2nd. It's a biographical drama directed by Clint Eastwood, and it stars Tom Hanks and Laura Linney and Anna Gunn. And on January the 15th, 2009... the world witnessed one of the most remarkable emergency landings in aviation history when Captain Sully Sullenberger skillfully glided US Airways Flight 1549 onto the surface of the Hudson River, saving all 155 aboard. His cool actions not only averted tragedy, but made him a hero and an inspiration worldwide. But the storm was yet to come.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history. This was dual engine loss at 2,800 feet, followed by an immediate water landing with 155 souls on board. No one has ever trained for an incident like that.
Our job is to investigate how a plane ended up in the Hudson River.
On the Hudson.
It's not a crash. It was a forced water landing.
Simulation showed that you could make it back to the airport.
Not possible. I felt it go. My aircraft.
Your aircraft.
I want you to know I did the best I could.
Of course you did. You saved everyone.
People call you a hero.
I don't feel like a hero.
Show us your case, Super Sally!
There's been too much talk in the press already.
I'm overwhelmed by all this attention.
The left engine was still operating.
What if I didn't get this wrong? What if I endangered the lives of all those passengers?
I got an A320 diving for the river.
You did everything you could. It was more than enough.
When was your last drink, Captain Sullenberger? Have you had any troubles at home?
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
What?
Brace, brace, brace! Heads down!
This looks like a good, gritty movie.
Oh, Simon, well, I just start out with, and you don't usually hear this, this is one of my favorite films of the year. It has my favorite, one of my favorite directors, Clint Eastwood, favorite actor, Tom Hanks. So, of course, here, I can't go wrong. And it's a feel-good film because, as everybody knows, what happens, the plane takes off from LaGuardia Airport in New York. They hit a flock of geese just minutes after the plane takes off. The plane now basically is supposed to land with two engines out. And so Sullenberg lands the plane on the Hudson River. And when it lands, then the people, this is actually one of the parts I really felt kind of good about. I hear stuff about New York. Well, the people of New York come out in boats and everything to rescue the people off the wing of the plane. Everybody survives. And you think, wow, Sully is a hero. Well, not too fast. Now the rest of the movie kicks in and you hear the rest of the story where the safety board now steps in and says, wait a second, you could have landed this plane. And this actually happened in real life. We didn't hear about this. They said, wait a second, you could have landed this plane. You could have made it back to the airport and so we wouldn't have had to pay to get this plane out of the river. And it really makes you mad. Listen to what it's all about. Money is, they're trying to find fault with the good thing he did. And so the plane, this movie really does dig into that a little bit. And Simon, you would think the plane crash is the part that, with the action, is the part that is the most devastating, and people would want to see the, I guess you want to see the action and so on. But that's not it at all. It's the way they treat him after the fact is what's so bad, and he loses sleep. You don't know if he's gonna have a any type of a job. Or, so that's what that's all about. It is really, Clint Eastwood does a fantastic job keeping this movie at little over an hour and a half. It doesn't have go into all kinds of other subplots and stuff like that. Tom Hanks does a great job. Simon, as you can tell, I really like this film.
Yeah, Tom Hanks actually does look and come across very much like the actual character Sully that it's based on when he sees portrayal.
Right, and he does. Afterwards, you hear the regular Sully Sullenberg talk, and you're right, he does sound a lot, and actually in real life he sounded a lot like him. And the great thing is, it's a good feel-good movie as a plane lands safely. You just don't like the way people are treated after the fact, just when it comes to money and so on and so forth.
It was quite interesting, actually. I saw Clint Eastwood interviewed, and when he originally picked up the story and went for the script, he didn't realise that Sully had actually been doubted in all his actions. He thought it was just a feel-good film about a hero. And there was all this other story afterwards that he didn't know about, where they tried to blame him for the accident.
And actually, that's what makes this film so good. Mm-hmm. Once again, yeah, you have plane crash, and you have action films that have, but this is more the drama part of it, which really makes this a great film. I'm going to give this an A- rating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I'm giving it the minus. I like it all the way. It just something doesn't. Hard to get a perfect film out there, and this is close to perfect. A- rating for Sully. Go see it. It's well worth seeing.
You are listening to the movie review on RNIB Connect Radio with blind movie critic Jay Forry and Simon Pawley. We move on now to Moana Certificate PG. It's a 3D. Opens today as well, January the 2nd. It's an action, adventure, animation, comedy, family, fantasy. Wow. And directed by Ron Clements, John Musker, and Don Hall and Chris Williams. And it stars Dwayne Johnson, Alan Tudyk, and we've got Oali Cravalino, Cravalio, Oli Cravano, and Nicole Scherzinger, and a few other voices besides. The main character will be Moana Walakiki, a sea-voyaging enthusiast and the only daughter of the chief in a long line of navigators. When a family needs her help, she sets off on an epic journey, and the film also includes demigods and spirits taken from real mythology.
Maui!
A boat! A boat!
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am
hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go. I'm not going on a mission with some little girl.
This is my canoe, and you will journey to different...
Did not see that coming.
The ocean is a friend of mine.
First, we've got to go through a whole ocean of bad. Kakamora.
Kaka what? They're kind of cute.
Lots of sunshine.
Yeah, and Simon, but before we start the review, could you tell me the name of that? You're stopping at that. You know, Simon, I like the way your mouth moves when you say that Moana name there.
Thank you.
We will move forward from there. This film is introduces Disney's 13th princess, believe it or not. I guess Frozen was number 12. But in this film, the little girl, she's you don't really know how old she is in the animated film, but the little 14-year-old girl, Ali, we'll call her Ali, I'll make it quick, a Hawaiian girl plays this part, and she is just absolutely fantastic. She plays a, she lives on an island, and the grandmother tells the story how a demigod, hundreds of years ago, a demigod who's played by Dwayne Johnson, steals the gem or the heart of Mother Island. And now the coconuts are rotting on the trees, the fish disappear from the lagoon. So they think, you know, this somebody has to go out and get the demigod Moana, or Mahea, whatever his name is.
Well done.
Yeah, I'll cover for you there, Simon. And so she goes out in a boat and by herself. And Dwayne Johnson, yes, he appears in the boat with her. He can change to from a serpent to a whatever to a bird. And so he's now in the boat with her, and they're going to try to find the heart or the gem of Mother Island. So everything goes back. Well, the Dwayne Johnson is he kind of leaves after a little while, leaving the experience to Moana on her own. She goes back, and of course it's a Disney film, so everything everything goes great, happy ever after type film. Now I hope you understood all that. So I mean, it's an animated film. It's actually very simple. She's in the boat by herself or with Dwayne Johnson most of the time, and it sounds like not a good film, but the music is just absolutely fantastic, and that's what this is all about. Yes, Simon, parents are going to be listening to this soundtrack for the next year. So if you're a parent, make sure you put some money aside for that. The little girl, Ali, I'll go there, she is absolutely fantastic. A 14-year-old girl from Hawaii who can belt it out, who can really sing. And we have some other people in there that are singing. Dwayne Johnson actually is a... Does a song in here, Simon.
Oh, Dwayne Johnson can run, he can fight, he can sing. Is there nothing Dwayne Johnson can't do?
Well, let me put it this way, Simon. There's a crack in the rock.
So singing.
Yeah. You like that, huh?
Yeah, it was not bad.
Yes, it's a crack in the rock. He's not the best singer, but he gets by. And you know what? It's going to be little kids listening to it. They won't care. But the soundtrack is absolutely is great. Is this a great film? It's good. Is it good as Frozen? Probably not. But kids are it's going to be a blockbuster, I can tell you that. You're going to be listening to it all through the winter, through the holidays. And so get used to it, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a good upbeat movie, isn't it?
It is. It's a good upbeat film. And here's the one downfall that I had about this. The whole middle of the film, they're out in a boat. And yes, okay, I fell asleep in the middle there. That's not a good sign. So my wife says, yeah, that's what happens when you get old. I don't know who she was talking about, but but you're not going to go there, are you, Simon?
Not today.
I'm going to give this a B rating, not the fantastic film like, say, Frozen. But a good film, and we're going to be seeing it. I heard a lot about it.
All right. Well, between Sully and Moana, now, you know what I'm going to ask you? Which one's easier to follow with the dialogue? Which one's got better dialogue?
Actually, they're both... they're not either one or bad. Sometimes I have a hard time. But I'm still Sully. I like the film better. It's, of course, an adult film. And they do... It is more dialogue. Only the one part, that 2 minutes or so where the plane is going down, is the only part where there's not a whole lot to talk about. But go see Sully if you can't see it.
And remember, if you'd like to find out where your nearest audio described showing of a movie is, just log on to yourlocalcinema.com. And Jay has a great website, don't you?
Yes, my website is blindsidereviews.com, and there, if you want to go in and read the reviews, you can. And they're also on. I have audio, but they're also written, so you can read them like that.
Yeah, and there's lots of stuff on there that you'd find quite interesting. And from there, you can get to Jay's Facebook page. Oh dear.
camp. All kinds of good pictures on here.
Yes. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Jay, and we will look forward to another movie review next week.
We'll talk later, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.